Hey everyone, welcome to episode 37 of the Profitable Franchisees podcast. And I'm excited to bring this to you on the Melbourne Cup day. So for those of you that are in Australia, you'd all know that today is the day that there's a race that stops the nation. So I hope you've backed a winner for today. But today in the podcast, what I want to do is talk to you about that confidence is key. So let's get started so you can listen to this and be ready for race time this afternoon. Hi, I'm Tracy Leek, and I've been supporting franchisees to build profitable businesses and lives for more than a decade. I'm the first to say that business is far simpler than we make it. So how do you build a successful and profitable franchise business without the stress and struggle? Welcome to the Profitable Franchisees Podcast. So I'm sure you've heard me say this before, that business is simple. It's not easy, but it's also not hard. It's often us that makes it hard. So understanding that there's just some simple steps to proceed with to actually build and grow your business, it does take effort. The other day I was talking to a franchisee and they were saying, oh, you know what, you could come into this business and, you know, you'd just make a success of it from day one. You'd do it so much faster than me. And I'm like, but I'd still have to do the exact same work. Like, I don't have any credibility in that industry. I would have to go out and start. The same as you're going out to find customers, I would have to go out and find customers. The only difference between me and them would be confidence, because I would have the confidence that it was going to work. They don't yet have confidence in themselves or that it's even going to work for them. It's not confidence in the business or the system, because you can't deny that. If you're in a franchise group, there's other franchisees using the system to make it work. But it's oftentimes, is it me that's not going to work? Is it confidence in yourself? So this is why I always say confidence is key, because it's the X factor. It's the difference between those that are going to make it and those that don't. The majority of business happens within 6 inches. It's that 6 inches in your head, you know, between your 2 ears. It's the mindset. That's the difference. That's the bit that's not easy in business. Like getting up, walking up and down the street and dropping off flyers is not hard. It just takes time. It's not particularly exciting. It's not hard. You know, there's not really a lot of activities in your business, like physical activities, that are hard. They're actually quite simple. But the things that are not easy in your business is actually controlling your own mindset, that voice in your head. And I know I've talked about this before, about you've got to talk to yourself, don't listen to yourself. But one of the things that often lets ourselves down is our own confidence. We actually are not believing in ourselves. We're not building our own confidence. Think about when a child's learning to walk, okay? You sit around and everybody's watching that child and cheering him on, like, come on, come on, come on, you know. My best friend's youngest son, I made him a video at Christmas, and one of the clips in it was when he first learnt to walk. And he's got his older brother and sister there who were like 3 and 4 at the time, I think, and both their parents, and they're all going, come on, you can do it, you can do it. And he was lighting up and he took the steps and everyone's clapping and cheering. Now, I don't think that that's what you actually need. You know, as an adult, you don't have to have everyone sitting around clapping and cheering you, but maybe you do. But the question is, are you clapping and cheering yourself? I've seen kids do that. They've done something and all of a sudden they've started clapping themselves, like, well done me. You don't have to do that outwardly, although sometimes it's fun to do it outwardly. Don't do it in front of people. They will think that you're a bit weird. But, you know, are you clapping and cheering yourself? Are you congratulating yourself when you're learning new things, when you're expanding on your business? Because oftentimes we just go, right, that's done, next. And we don't actually stop and acknowledge what we've actually achieved. Are you actually stopping and saying, hey, well done? You know, if you've been in business a long time, go back and look at the figures in your first year and then look at your figures now and go, hey, wow, well done. If you've been in business for longer than 2 years, you should be saying, well done. Because what do we know? The stats are that about 80% of businesses will fail in the first 2 years. There's also a stat that says 76% of all stats are made up. But when you actually look at that and you go, wow, you're in the top 20% of business owners that have made it 2 years. The stat is then that 20% that's made it past 2 years, only 20% of that 20% will make it to 5 years in business. So if you've been in business for more than 5 years, you're starting to get into that top area of people who have been able to stay in business. Because business is simple, but it's not easy. And so it's just looking at that and saying, what sort of confidence do I have in myself? I like to call it like a quiet confidence. It doesn't have to be an out and loud confidence, because that kind of will put you into the realm of arrogance, and that's not where you want to be. You don't want to be arrogant and think that you know it all, but you do want to have a confidence. And I have a bit of a fear factor about knowing it all, and you know, it's very hard when you retain information really well. People will often think that you know lots of stuff, but it's nobody's looking at behind the scenes. I was talking to someone the other day and they said, gee, you know a lot. And I'm like, yeah, well, that stuff I just learnt this morning in two podcasts as I was driving in the car. Like, I am continually learning. That's why I know a lot of stuff, because I need to have information so I'm giving the best information to the people I'm coaching. You know, so I'm bringing great information to you. I also love to learn, so it's not a hardship to me. But you've got to start having the confidence that you know a solution. Confidence is not about experience. Just because you've been in business for a long time doesn't mean that you should be more confident than someone who's been in business for a year. Because I often say, you know, you can be in business for 1 year and you learn lots of stuff, or you could be in business 30 years but only have the same experience as someone who's been in business for 1 year. Because you might have done 1 year of business and then just repeated it 29 times. So start having confidence in yourself, in your own ability. Start looking at your strengths and talents. What are you naturally good at? What are your strengths in business? And sometimes your strengths are not things that you were always strong in. Like, I was not strong in marketing when I first started in business. That was something I really struggled with and something that I had to learn. I'd never done marketing before. I do not have a degree in marketing, but kind of essential in your business to get out there and learn how to market your business. Otherwise, you're not in business for very long. And it was something that I was nervous about. I was not confident in that area. And I just worked really diligently. That's why now I'm confident in marketing. Not because I think that I know it all. Not because I think that I'm the world's best marketer. But what I'm confident is that if I don't know how to do something, I will figure out a way to learn how to do that. So I have confidence in my process rather than just the end result. When I first used to start coaching clients, I used to have to sit down and I would write things out and I'd go, right, well, what can I teach them today if we don't have anything to talk about, and what sort of questions would they have? You know what? It doesn't matter if someone just picked up the phone and called me today. I could take that call and coach them because I know that I've got the experience. I know that I've gone through the process. I know that I know how to do that. And it's confidence, but it's a quiet confidence. I don't walk around saying to everyone, oh, look at me, I'm awesome. You know, that's just not the way to do things. But you can have confidence in yourself, because sometimes as well, the confidence is not just understanding that you can do it, but sometimes even the confidence to speak up. When you're speaking to a large crowd, and I do a lot of conference speaking, so I know this, and even if it's a small crowd, you have to do a process that's called warming the crowd up. Have you ever been to a seminar or a conference or a presentation where the speaker's on stage and they're talking, within the first minute or two, they ask for a volunteer to stand up and give them an answer, and it becomes crickets? Like, oh, so could someone give me an example? And nobody wants to respond. That's because everyone's thinking, oh, if I stand up and I say the wrong thing, I've just made a fool of myself in front of all these people. So as a speaker or facilitator, presenter, you have to warm up the crowd. You want people to write something down for themselves. You want them to share it with one other, maybe in a small group, and you build up their confidence to where people are actually able to call out loud in front of the whole group and not have a fear factor around it. I tell you that story because I think sometimes one of the fear factors we have in a franchise group is speaking up. And it might not be in a conference situation, but you might see a problem that's happening across the group and you're like, I think I've got the answer, but oh, it might be wrong. So we don't have confidence in ourselves. But you kind of know in your gut that you've got the answer. You've got the answer to this problem that everyone's seeing. But it's the same as being in a crowd full of people at a presentation going, but if I put up my hand and I make that response and it's wrong, then I'm going to look like the fool. Well, The confidence could be as simple as sending an email to the franchisor, speaking to your business support person saying, hey, I think I've got a solution for this. Like sending it through your advisory council. You don't have to stand up and say it in front of the whole group. There's ways that you can actually put it forward. But this is what I mean. Confidence is key because sometimes we're just not confident enough to actually give that solution. And we actually have the solution that could help lots of people. Maybe you have the solution for yourself. So it's just starting to step it out. And confidence doesn't mean being right 100% of the time. Even stepping forward with confidence doesn't actually sometimes mean you're confident. You could be as scared and nervous as you like, but you're still confident to take that first step. Are you willing to push yourself out of your comfort zone? Hey, I hope you are really enjoying today's podcast. I just wanted to tell you about the free Profitable Franchisees Monthly Insider. I bring to you a really valuable business lesson each and every month delivered straight to your inbox, and it's 100% free. Grab yours today at www.profitablefranchisees.com. And when I say push yourself out of the comfort zone, I'm serious. Sometimes you have to push yourself out of your comfort zone. I have to push myself out of my comfort zone. I have to go to a conference, big group of people. I'm actually very nervous in a big group of people. I'm naturally an introvert. I'd rather sit here and talk to you on a podcast than to be in a big room full of people and making chit chat and small chat. I'm not very good at small talk. You know, I like to do big talk. So if you see me at a conference or I'm standing there talking, don't come over and start talking to me about the weather and little things. Just start talking to me about the big stuff. I love talking about big stuff. Like, right, what's the meaning of life? What's our purpose moving forward? It doesn't have to be that big, but, you know, it can be something larger. But I'm going to have to step out of my comfort zone to go to that conference. I'm going to have to step out of my comfort zone to go to the social events and to stand around and do small talk and chit chat and meet new people. You know, it's not my preferred thing to do, but it's really going to be detrimental to my business if I don't do it. Now, will I go there with confidence? Yes. So even though I'm nervous, even though it's not really my cup of tea, I will still go in confidently because I've done it enough times now to know that I can go and do that and I'm not going to die. Sometimes to give yourself confidence, you've got to go with the worst case scenario. I often say that to introverts who need to start going out and networking for their business. Just go to the first networking event. Doesn't even matter if you don't talk to anyone or you don't get a lead. It doesn't matter. I just want you to go and realize you won't die. So sometimes you have to have confidence that the worst case scenario is not going to happen. The other thing to realize to be a bit more confident is to take the focus off yourself. I once read this book and it was years and years ago and I think it was Skill with People by Les Giblin. I'm sure it was in that book. I don't think that book's even in print anymore, but it's only about 35 pages long, but such a great book about having people skills. And I'm sure it was in that book that he said that people think 10,000 times more about themselves than they do other people. So in a day, people are thinking 10,000 times more about themselves. So if you're not feeling very confident, then take the focus off yourself and put it onto your customers. Where are they nervous? They're thinking about themselves 10,000 times in the day. So how can you think about them? Sometimes that's an easier way to be more confident is to take that focus off yourself and to put it onto someone else. If you're not confident in your business and you've got team, like how can you put that focus onto your team? How can you help them to be more confident? Because when you help someone else, you'll naturally help yourself. So have you ever had that where you've taught someone else who was nervous and you've actually got better, or, you know, someone else is nervous and you've put the focus on them so that it takes away some of your fear factor? If you can put the focus on someone else, it will help you to become more confident. So the other thing you can do to add confidence in your business, not just through experience and not just through learning and stepping out of your comfort zone, but to also work on your strengths. So I'm sure I've talked about this before, but for some of you, if this is your first episode, is that we often focus on our weaknesses. So we're trying to work on our weaknesses and do better with it. That often doesn't lead to a lot of confidence because a lot of times, especially when we're working on our weaknesses, we often have that negative voice in our head that says, oh, you should be better at this and why don't you know this and gosh, you're so dumb. And I'm sure that anything that you say inside your head, I probably say worse in mine. So just realize that we need to actually work on that and take our confidence to the next level. So what you need to do is work on your strengths. So you think, if you had a kid at school who was excellent at art, like they were just naturally talented at art, they were really artistic, but they were kind of borderline passing maths, what would the majority of the population get them a tutor for? Maths, right? Because oftentimes what we're taught in society is to work on our weaknesses. That kid is never going to be a mathematician, right? If we need to get them a tutor for maths so they can at least pass, count money, survive in the world, get out of school with a bit of a good self-esteem, then that's what we do. But what happens if we got them a tutor for art instead? What happens if we took those funds of buying them a tutor for maths and we actually put it into art? Could we actually take that natural raw talent and expand it to the next level? You know, how much more confident would that kid be? I think it was Albert Einstein that said that. He said, if you judge a fish by its ability to climb a tree, well, that fish is never going to think that it's worthy, right? Are you a fish that's trying to climb a tree? Maybe you should stop that. What are your strengths? A fish's strengths are that it can breathe underwater, it can swim. So instead of thinking that climbing is the thing that you should be good at, maybe it's actually swimming. The same as that kid at school. They will always doubt themselves. They will erode their confidence if they think that they're only based of their value worth on how well they can do maths. Because what happens if we base their value on their natural strength, which is art? Could we build their confidence that way? You know, this is something I see, and it's really easy to see when you think about that with kids. Like, why are we focusing on their weaknesses rather than their strengths? If you want to give a kid confidence, help them with their strengths. It doesn't mean you ignore the weaknesses. Don't think by any means that I'm saying ignore the weakness. Like, yeah, we need to work on our weaknesses, but where's our majority of our focus on? So to build confidence for yourself, are you focusing on your strengths? I want you to sit down with a pen and a piece of paper and write out a list of your strengths. Ignore the weaknesses. I want you to write out your strengths. Now, the trick here is that oftentimes the things that are a strength, the things that you think everybody should be able to do. So let's use an Excel spreadsheet as an example. You go, well, that's not a strength. Everyone can do it. No, lots of people really struggle with an Excel spreadsheet. It's when you do something and everyone goes, oh my goodness, you did that. And you're like, oh, what did I do? I thought that was kind of easy. Oftentimes your strengths come easy to you. And then you've got to look at those and say, right, how can I work on my strengths and make them more? Now, that doesn't mean that you might need to improve that strength. It might mean that you need to take it out for a spin. Maybe you're ignoring it. Maybe you're not doing enough work and effort around that. Say you're really good with people. Well, are you doing marketing strategies that get you out talking in front of people? If you're really good at something technical in your business, how are you displaying that to your customers or your prospective customers? How are you marketing that? And sometimes that can be a little difficult, but at the same time, start to look at it because everyone has strengths. Everyone has things that they're actually good at. And if you're struggling to see those, then you need to ask that question to someone who knows you well. Go to the people who are your friends or your family, to your franchisor, the business support team and say, you know, what strengths can you see for me that I can't see for myself? Because sometimes we've got our own barrier in place, like especially if you've been brought up where nobody actually recognized you, nobody ever said that you were ever good at anything, then it's very hard for you to pull that out for yourself. If you've never been encouraged or congratulated, then you'll find it. I find a lot of franchisees, the ones that I love to work with that I see happen all the time is that in their previous life before they joined the franchise, they were kind of overlooked. They were good, honest people that looked after their customers and they might have had skills and talents that nobody ever noticed before. And then they've come into a franchise group where they've started a business and they're starting to really stand on their own two feet. They're making their way in the world. They've built up their business and they're starting to display some strengths. And you watch those franchisees blossom because all of a sudden they've realized that they can do things, that they do have natural strengths. And what's actually happened is they've found their confidence. It's a quiet confidence. It's not arrogance, but they've started to become more confident. You know, isn't it amazing? Let's go back to the kids learning to walk. when you see a kid learning to walk and they're sort of all over the place, they've got to hold on to things and they're a bit wobbly. And then you see the day when all of a sudden they become confident to walk. They start walking with purpose. They don't have to hold on to things. And you watch that child light up. I see that time and time again with franchisees, and I can tell you the moments where I watch them and all of a sudden they realise, like, hey, actually, I haven't just bought myself a job, I've bought myself a business and I think I'm kind of good at this. And you watch them light up. If you haven't yet had that moment, then maybe it's because you haven't had the confidence in yourself, because that's where it starts. First up, you have to have the confidence in you. So confidence is a real key in business, and it's kind of like the X factor. It's not something that can be taught. It's not something that someone else can give you. It's something that you have to develop within yourself. But the first step is to allow yourself to become more confident. And remember, confidence doesn't mean you know it all. Confidence means that you're willing to go out and find the answer if you don't know it. That's what I think, is that, you know, I know a lot of stuff, but I'm also not a know-it-all, because all I know is that I will have the confidence that if I don't know something, I will find an answer. And I've got enough experience to know that I will go out and find the answer. My question is, do you? Do you have that confidence in yourself? Are you building up that confidence in yourself? And it might start with just a little spark of confidence that grows, just like a plant. Plant the seed and then watch it grow. So maybe today I'm just planting the seed of confidence, because maybe you should be a little more confident than you are. You don't have to scream it to the world. You don't have to write it across the sky. But maybe you just need to start saying things to yourself like, hey, actually, I am good at that. And hey, well done. Because if you're not congratulating yourselves and you're waiting for other people to do it, you might be waiting a long time, because people think 10,000 times more about themselves. They're not noticing it in you. And that's what I do when I'm coaching. I always say to people that I'm trying to catch people doing things right. 80% of the time, I'm trying to catch people doing it right. I don't want to spend 80% of my time just working on the weaknesses, because if I can catch people doing things right and I can help them to grow and build their confidence, then I know that is going to be the key to their success. So this week, go and plant that little seed of confidence, water it, look after it, and then watch it grow and see what happens to your business and to your life. See you guys. I hope you've enjoyed today's podcast. Remember to come over to the Profitable Franchisees website for more episodes of the podcast, and to also grab your copy of the Profitable Franchisees Monthly Insider. It's not a standard newsletter. There's a monthly business lesson to really add value to your business, and it's 100% free. You can get it all at www.profitablefranchisees.com. Can't wait for you to join us on the next podcast.